Good evening. It's always a kavod to, I haven't done in a few years, but the past, to give this chumash share for many reasons, but the chief among them, to me, it'll always be the Rebbe's share. And so, hopefully, what we say will serve as an evil and ishmosai. So I'd like to start with a vault from the Rebbe, Chaim Levracha, in Parshas Vayeshev. Ego told us Yaakov, Yosef ben Sheva es Rishona, Vayevroa esef bat Echav batzom, Hunar. He brings the Targum Yonason. Targum Yonason says, Yosef ba Shibsa Shinin, Hava, the Mifke min Beis Midrosha. Yosef was 17 years old, the Mifke, when he came out of the Beis HaMedrash. It means the Pesuk telling us he was, when it says he was 17, point being, till now he was in the Beis HaMedrash, and now is when he came out. And what's the point? Why are you telling me this? So the Rebbe writes that it was to teach us the next pasuk that tells us that Yosef was beautifying himself, maisenaris, besakin besaro, fixing up his hair. So this doesn't seem to be apropos for Yosef. We know that Yosef was held accountable for it when he did it other times. And yet right here, we're told right afterwards that Hunar. So the Rebbe says that even though Yosef's kavonos, he had kavonos, why he did it, after peaking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dig the himo al zeh, but nevertheless, because he was coming out from the Beis Medrash, Ayidei kach nizo v'nitzel b'mais enaris shosu. Through his learning in the Beis Medrash for the previous years, so he was saved, his words, he was saved from the mais enaris shosu. And he brings a Gemara of Odezera, where Rav Chanin and Rav Yonason were having a discussion which path to take, one path past Rav Odezera, one past Amokum Zainus, and they followed the path of the Amokum Zainus, and when they got there, they saw, as they passed by, all the Zainus went away. They went away from them. And explained, Mark explained, the reason was they were speaking Divrei Torah as they were walking. And because they were speaking Divrei Torah as they were walking, so they were nitzel, they were saved from any of the nisyonos. Or with Tzukim. And so the Rebbe continues, Mevuah b'zeh, Kedushas HaTorah she'osek bo, Hegina olov. From all this, we can see that the Kedushas HaTorah that he was busy with, this saved him. Afilu l'idei nisoyin lobov. Even to save him, as it saved these Amorim from any kind of nisoyin. Any kind of nisoyin. And he adds, even b'mitzkem yibay medrosha. Zocha gam b'chut for this medrash. Even when he came out of the Beis Medrash, Rebbe says he was also Isaac B'Torah. And therefore, that learning in the Beis Medrash, which continued afterwards outside the Beis Medrash, so this Talmud Torah, this Kedushas HaTorah that surrounded him when he was in the Beis Medrash, and he took it out from the Beis Medrash with him, So this is what was matzil him from any nisyonos at this point in time, from which what which could have occurred as a result of his maisa naros. So while we're speaking here of the schus of the limud haTorah in a base medrash, so Rashi tells us that Ben Zakunim brings unkles. Ben Zakunim means that he was a Bar Chachim. Bar Chachim. He was a Talmud Chochem. And Rashi adds, Koma Shalomad Moshe, Mishem, the Eder, Mosolo. Whatever Yaakov picked up in the yeshivas of Shem Ve'eva, he handed over to Yosef. So this needs to be understood. What's with the Torah that Yaakov learned from Avraham and Yitzchak? This means the Torah that he learned in the yeshivas, Shem Ve'eva, these he gave over to his son Yosef. There is a beautiful thought in Emes Yaakov, of Yaakov Kamenetsky itself, in, I guess it's the third edition of the Sefer, where a number of things were added. He goes back to Parshas Vayetze to ask in the first place, why did Yaakov go to Yeshivas Shem Ve'ever? Why did he go to Yeshivas Shem Ve'ever? He had a tzivui from his father to go get a wife. He had a tzivui from his mother to run away. Okay, you could say he was hiding from Esau, maybe, in the Beis Medrash. But why Yaakov now went, he went 14 years to the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'ever. Now, Agaburcha, by the way, if you look, there's interesting Rabbi Lechai over there. Rabbi Lechai says, Yitzchak told him to go for 14 years to Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. Doesn't bring a source, and it's very difficult to understand how it fits into the Gemaras. But just by the way. So, Rav Yaakov discusses why did Yaakov do this? Right now, this is not the time for going to Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. You have a tzivui from your father. So what was so important now to go to Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever? Yaakov certainly had learned much Torah under his father. So why is he running now to Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever? So he explains as follows. There was a difference between the Torah that was taught by Shem Ve'ever and the Torah that was learned from Avraham and Yitzchak. He says, the others are Yoshim Yeshiva. The others, their Torah was, they were sitting in yeshiva, and they were ma'abit Torah. Mechalapa, anyone who came to them, they would give over Torah. They taught emuna, avoida, but in a sviva, where they're not affected by the outside. Here were people that were all interested or becoming interested in following the Ratzon Hashem. So in the house of Avraham Avinu and in the yeshivas of Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, there was no room for bad hashpahs. He said that's why Sarah asked that Yishmael leave. He doesn't belong in this area. We are in a sibuv of where everybody here is of the same thought and growing in the Yerushalayim. Shem and Ezer were totally different. Shem and Ezer were coming from the Anshe Dohamabul. The Anshe Dohamabul, nobody learned from Noach. No one learned from Noach. The Dohaflogo. They want to build a Migdol. Everything that surrounded Shem v'Ezer was a rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shem v'Ezer, through the Torah they were learning and had learned, found it as a protection from the outside world. They were protected. This protected them from the evil influences of the outside world. Avraham Fakir was giving over him his emunah to the outside world. Shem and Ezer were protecting themselves from the outside world. Yaakov was about to leave the home of Yitzchak and head for the house of Laban, which he would be totally surrounded with everything which was connected to the Ratzon Hashem, a totally hostile environment. And he had to prepare. So, yes, Yitzchak told him, go to Beis Lavan. But, obviously, he has to prepare. He has to prepare. He can't go to the Beis Lavan without being prepared not to be influenced. He's going to be with an Ish Mushchos Russia. Not just Lavan, the whole city, the whole city. They're all in cahoots. So Yaakov had to learn that chelik of Torah, or that type of Torah, that will be protecting him from his surroundings. So this is what he had to do first, in order that he should be able to leave the house of Lavan and be able to say that in Lavan Garti, the Tayag Mitzvah Shemati, I didn't learn from his Maisim Aram at all. In order to make himself that kind of person, so he had to do something. And he had to prepare. So going to Yeshiva's Shem V'Ezer, so Yaakov compares this, the father tells his son, go and buy me a lulav and estrik. And the son on his way realizes he doesn't know too many of the halachas. And therefore, he stops off in the local yeshiva and has someone teach him all the halachas, lulav and estrik, before he goes to purchase it. So is that considered that he was delaying his father's request? Obviously not. That was all part of it. So this is the reason why Yaakov went to Yeshiva Shem V'Ezer. So now we understand, what about Yosef? Yosef was to be the one who was going to go into Golus. Eventually everyone was going to follow. But Yosef was going to be all by himself. Yosef was going to be all alone. There's no one in Mitzrayim from where he can be able to feel a camaraderie in Ruchnius. And he needed to have the Torah Shem V'Ezer, the Torah Shem V'Ezer that Yaakov learned. So this is the Bar Hakim. This is the preparation that Yaakov gave special to Yosef. That's why he didn't teach it to the brothers. Because they were going to be with him. And when they went to the tribe, they were going to be all together. So, Memela, this Torah Shem V'Ezer this is a Torah that was specially needed for Yosef as he went to Mitzrayim. Now, there is a further allusion to this 14 years of Yaakov Avinu in Yeshiva Shein Veiver, in Posek Lamed Dalad, Rashi brings, Rashi tells us that Yaakov was away Yomim Rabim. Yomim Rabim. What's Yomim Rabim? Yomim Rabim. So, there were 22 years, he said. Yosef was away for 22 years. Connected to 22 years that Yaakov was away from his parents. And Rashi brings that the Gemara Megillah that says that Yaakov Avinu was not punished for these 14 years. And therefore, Godel Kibbut Avayim, the mitzvah of Kibbut Avayim, is not as great as the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Godel Talmud Torah and Kibbut Avayim, because you see, he wasn't punished. He wasn't punished. These 14 years didn't go on the cheshbon. So that Gemara itself needs somewhat of an explanation, because Talmud Torah is not a p'tur in mitzvahs kibbut avayim. It's not a p'tur. If there's a mitzvah, it's not a p'tur for any mitzvah. Not a p'tur for any mitzvah. And if you mean Talmud Torah is a greater mitzvah, Talmud Torah is a greater mitzvah than all mitzvahs. So what exactly is the Gemara teaching us here? That Godel Talmud Torah, Yosef Mikibud Avayim, from the fact that that Yaakov was not punished or did not lose out in having Yosef away from him for those 14 years. 14 years. And the Klal, why was Yaakov punished? Why was Yaakov punished for the 22 years? He was away. He was following what his father and mother told him. Don't go find a wife. Rabbi Machayah says he could have married Leah and then he wouldn't have to wait. Rachel was 5 years old. Rabbi Machayah says when he came, he had to wait 7 years. Anyway, he could have married Leah. He could have done it quicker. But it doesn't. It needs a little bit more of an understanding. What the Chazal is saying, that he was punished for these years. It could be that we could say as follows. Rashi says, when it says, Kum Alei, come back, go back up. She'ichart of a derech. You delayed, you procrastinated on the road. You should have come back home sooner. You should have come back home sooner. So the years that Yaakov procrastinated in coming home on the road, there was no excuse for. And there is a Chofetz Chaim, Shem Olam, and he says on the Mishnah Ovos, in Bitalta, Minatari Ishikov Betelem Harbe, basically explains that if a person uses all the time that he has to learn, he has scars as if he learned all the time. If he does not use all the time he has, so then he only gets the scar for the time he learned, not for the time he didn't, and not even for the other times when he couldn't. Because since there was a time where he didn't learn and he could have, that shows that even if he had more time, it wouldn't have helped. And so perhaps, since Yaakov was Ma'acher on the road, and there you saw that Taka he was He was not hurrying back. So therefore, even though he was busy doing Mitzvahs Kibud Avraham at the house of Lavan, but still, there was some element of a raya to that, that it could have been done in a quicker way, in a faster way, which he didn't do, and therefore was punished. But in that case, it should have been for all 14 years. Also, once you punish him, even when he was doing the right thing, so then Talmud Torah should be included. So here the Gemara tells us, Gedola Talmud Torah. Gedola Talmud Torah, more than Kibbut Avaim. And the Shaila is why? Why? So it could be, maybe Pashit, it's greater, but it's greater than all mitzvahs. So what's the significance of greater than Kibbut Avaim? So thinking, there's a very interesting Yosef Eimitz on Hilchos Aveilus, and he talks about what one can do lechroy the neshamas, and he gives a hierarchy of things that's in order, and he says that liman ha'tayra is helping the neshamas sevenfold from all the davening for the Amid, all the Kadeshim, and if a son is Zoicha to be Machadish, Chidushi Torah, Ein Erech Lakovet Shezoicha, Oviv Aydei Kenin. The covet that the father receives because he has a son that said a Chidush in Torah is immeasurable. And so, it stands to reason, if it's a covet for the neshama tameis, it's a covet for the neshama sachai. Whether they know or they don't know. So, whenever a person is learning in yeshiva, that Talmud Torah is a covet la'aviv. It's a covet la'aviv. So, for shteitzach, gadol Talmud Torah, mikibud avraham, because while he is learning, he's also being machabah the parents, even if they don't know. Even if they're not aware of it, it's still considered to be that he's being machabah the parents. Now, Yosef, when he started telling over his chalomos, so he says, the pasuk says, number of words here to describe the reactions of the brothers. When he said the first kalom about Koma Musi Gamni Tzava, so the brothers got upset, Hamaloch Tim Lucholenu, but Yosifu owed Sino also. And they hated him more. They hated him more. They hated him before, now they hated him more. This kalom caused Sina. The next chalom, it says, when he talked about the Shemesh and Yireach, Vayikanu bo echov, his brothers became jealous. Brothers became jealous. So what did the second dream cause the kina? The first dream was sinna. There's a very interesting going that's brought down. And the Gaon explains that there are two kinds of chalomos. There are two kinds of dreams. There's the dreams that a person has because that's what he was thinking about all day and night before he went to sleep. That's what he was dreaming about. And the Melech, that's what he's dreaming about. If that's what he's thinking about, that's what he's going to dream about. And then there are chalomos that are, Chazal call, 1/60th of Nevuah. There is something in that chalom, there's something in the chalom, which is revealing the future. And the Goyim says that when Chazal say, and Rashi quotes it here too, that there's no chalon without Dvarim B'Teilim. Every chalon has something which is, can't be. It can't be. It's impossible. That talks about a chalom of Nevuah. I don't know how to go, where, what's the makor for that, but as he says. So he says, in the first dream, they couldn't find any davar shel sheker in the dream. Alumos don't stand up. But there was nothing bogus about the dream. Anachnu ma'al ma'alumim, so'ch ha'sedeh, kam al-mosi, kam mitzavah, k'nei tzusuben al-moseichem, batishtachaven al-mosi. So the brothers concluded on that dream, that is a dream that came because this is what you're thinking about all day. This is on your mind. In your mind, you want to rule over us. In your mind, you think you're better than we are, and you want to rule over us. So that caused tefillah. You want to be a melech over us? You want to be in charge of us? But you see, for Otz Noos. But in the next chalom, so Kiyadua, as Rashi says, Hashemesh v'yireach, and the reach, yireach, would mean that Yosef's mother would come. So that wasn't happening. And they understood the dream. So in that dream, they saw there was Taka, a Nevuah. There's a dream that has something false in it. That's a raya, that this is Taka Nevuah. And when they heard this, it didn't elicit sinna. When they heard this, it caused kinna, that it might be happening. It could be Taka. This is what's going to be. So the result of that was Vayikanu. They were Mekanim. They were Mekanim Yosef. So Yaakov sends Yosef to follow his brothers in Shechem. Vayeichol echov liros es tzon avim b'Shechem. And Yaakov sent Yosef after them. Now, what were the brothers doing in Shechem? And what does it mean when Rashi says they went liros es atzmon? S has a dot over it. They went literally to feed themselves. What does it mean to feed themselves? Machu Mishta, what was the kavon here? Why are they going there? There's a very interesting Drushis Chassam Sefer. Drush Yud Gimel. Chanukah. I think it was Chanukah. Hine achicha roim b'shchem. So, Chassam Sefer says here a vort which the Or Gedalia speaks about at length. Doesn't mention Chassam Sefer. There's a shalom. Number of Mefarshim say this. Maisa Dina was in Avos similar bonim for Chanukah. Maisa Dina, the Maisa Shechem, was the Maisa of Avos Simon Labonim of Malchus Yovan. And say from the Chassam Sefer, with the way he relates it, first of all, he says that Milchem Shechem was a Mochama that took place in Eretz Yisrael. The goals of Yavon was a goals in Eretz Yisrael. They were in their land, and there was a goals. And what was the gzeira that caused the whole melchama? Tibor l'tafsa, tchila. The gzeira against the Besulas Yisrael, that's what caused the Chashmonaim to start the fight. Maisa wrote down how their sister told them that Shimon and Levi, they went out to protect their sister, and here, me, standing by, and the night of my wedding, and they're going to take me, to the Tafsa. How could you do that? And so this is what inspired them to begin the war. In addition, Chashmonaim were from Shevet Levi. Levi was one of the fighters against Shechem. Shechem, the whole tachas of Shechem was to, the whole tachas of Yavon was to break up the distinction between the nations and Klal Yisrael. And Shechem and Hamor, remember saying, Hamor saying, you'll marry our daughters, we'll marry your daughters. And here too, here Bris Mila came in the other way. Here, you want us to mow, we'll mow. And then after all was over, after it was again, Rabban Meyad Neyatim, they came, and they poured out some shemen over the matzeva. So for all these reasons, Maisa, Dina, and Shechem was a avos similar bonin for the Maisa Chanukah. Says the Chassam Sofer after he says all of this, since they saw the Nes, Chanukah was coming from their Nes, Al Kain, Hochu Liros Shechem. Therefore they went to be Roya B'Shem. They went to bring the sheep there. And at that time, Malu Libam, they decided, at that time they wanted to kill Yosef, get rid of Yosef. And that happened, Mitoich Achila V'Yeshiva, V'Yeshitiya. V'Yashu Shom Lechol. And he brings a medrash in Megillas Esther that just like the brothers sold Yosef, Mitoch Achil Vishtiya, so Haman and Achashverosh also will come against Klal Yisrael, Mitoch Achil Vishtiya. So the Chassam Sofer says an amazing thing. Al Kain Lo Kovu Chanukah L'Simcha U'Mishta. Why do we not have a mitzvah of achila and simcha and shtiyah on Chanukah? Just haidah and hallel? Kivun shechatu ba'achila u'shasiyah. Since the shvatim sinned by eating and drinking, they went to Shechem and it sounds like, sometimes doesn't say the fairies, but it sounds like they were really celebrating a little bit this nace of Chanukah. And since in their celebration, Achil Vishtiya, it caused them to start the entire goals of Klal Yisrael, the Melech Hazal saw in that nace Chanukah does not get celebrated with Achil Vishtiya. Says the Farish Al-Kain, Rokobu Chanukah L'Simcha Mishta. And it's very interesting, in the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, when he talks about Yaakov sending Yosef, Liros Shlom Achim, what was he concerned about? Okay, why was he concerned? Says the Targum Yonasan, Hallo Ochoch Rohan Bishchem, your brothers went to Shechem, Rohan Bishchem, they're grazing in Shechem, Udechel, I'm afraid. Vilna Yesun Chivoy Vimchunan Al Esik de Mechoyas Chavu Yashchem. Maybe the towns there are going to wipe them out to take revenge over their wiping out the city of Shechem. That's why he said, Yosef, see what's going on. So this fits in very well. If we say that Yaakov, that the Bnei Yaakov went to Shechem because they were in a way, liros es atzmon, they were feeding themselves, they were celebrating this victory of Shechem, which was going to cause an eventual victory over Yavon. And Yaakov feared that such a kind of display of celebration will arouse up the natives to take revenge. And so he said, Yosef. So I'd like to, since we're starting to talk about Hanukkah, I'd like to say one thought, L'chvayt Hanukkah, and perhaps thereby explain one of the Hanukkah minhagim in the Kehillah. Rabbi Yeruchim Olshin, and I heard it in Shiurim also from Rabbi Schlesinger, they bring down a Surah HaMor in Parshas Veschanon. A Surah HaMor that is asking, is always wondered, the name Hanukkah is such a strange name. Chonu Chosei. Chonu Chosei. What do you mean Chonu Chosei? Chonu Chosei. They camped Chosei. There was a Chaniya Chosei. What's the Chosei? Yeah, Chosei Kislev. But we don't, why is that so important? Why is that the, and he says the Zohar also, similar to Zohar, the 25 is connected, the 25 Oisius in Shema Yisrael. The 25 Oisius in Shema Yisrael. It brings from the Alter from Kelm, who declared that he was never Yotze Mitzvos Ner Chanukah properly. What does that mean? So in that piece, the Alter from Kelm was explaining what it means, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, what kavanah is a person supposed to have. And he explains that the thinking of the nes, the simcha and the joy of remembering the nes, thinking about the nes, is supposed to bring a person to be makabel ol machus shemayim. Supposed to bring a person to this feeling of kabos ol machus shemayim. That's the kavono. When one looks at the neros, and he felt he never achieved that properly. So the Chashmonoim, who were dedicating and risking and giving up their lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. This was the ultimate Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Mi Kamoicha Be'elam Hashem. It was the ultimate in Kabbalas Ol. And that's the Avodah of Chanukah. The Avodah of Chanukah is to again a person to be makabel ol malchus shemayim, chonu chosei, with those 25 letters, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, where ma'achid the Shem Hashem. So there's a minig, and I always wondered, make an Chanukah and Purim for Olam Moshi and Bar Tzion. The Chazan sings Olam Moshi and Bar Tzion, and so I looked up in Rav Royer's whatever it comes from, but the note that sefer of Minhagim, it only mentions it by Chanukah, it doesn't mention it by Purim. And in Zibek Hillel's, he says that, I don't remember the niggun exactly, but the way he says it, he says that the niggun on Chanukah is the niggun of Shnei Zezim, and Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that said in the niggun of Hei B'machaneh. On Purim, he says that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is only, it said, like kol. So it seems that there's a special inyan in mentioning Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim, Shema Yisrael. In fact, this whole Olam Hashem is really taken from the end of Malchus and Rosh Hashanah. And Amenig is to add the Sarasa Kosov Lemo. So on Chanukah, where it's Chonu Chosei, so here, we have this minig of bringing us to mind to remember Malchus and Rosh Hashanah in the niggun of Chanukah, and end Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, because that is the particular avoda of the Yemei Chanukah. Lichtig Chanukah to everyone, and a good Shabbos. Kol Tov.